Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, September 16th, 2016, the year that keeps getting weirder. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Sully with $35 million. Number two, When the Bow Breaks, $14 million. Don't Breathe, number three, $8.2 million. Suicide Squad, Held On, number four, $5.7 million. And The Wildlife, number five, $3.3 million. New this week, you can see Snowden, Bridget Jones's Baby, Blair Witch, and other movies you probably also won't go see. In the news, Star Trek Discovery's premiere has been delayed until May. Given that last month we heard that there were three scripts and no casting news yet, makes sense. Red Dwarf, the British sci-fi comedy series, will be coming back for two more seasons, if not more seasons. Michael Giacchino will be scoring Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and not the other guy, supposedly due to delays in reshoots. Star Wars Rebels will be back September 24th, so set that calendar. Rob Lowe has joined Super Troopers 2. In part of the tradition of the internet, a new Batman suit has been revealed for next year's Justice League movie. The criticism is underway, and it looks like it might be a bit like the owl from the Watchmen movie, or Night Owl, or whatever his name is. I can't remember. I'm not looking it up right now. I've only read the graphic novel once. Anyway, it looks kind of like that. And people are like, ah, because that's what they do whenever Batman comes up. I mean, I'm sure I brought this up before, but back in 1989, people lost their minds when Michael Keaton was announced as Batman. Like, I was 10, and leading up to the movie, I heard a lot of people just freaking out about it, and I'm sitting here like, who cares? Batman's Adam West, but yeah, okay, there's a new guy. And people liked it, made a bunch of movie money, and I can't talk today. That's what we're getting at, really, is what this is all about. I'm old, but so is Batman, and you can see him in his new costume next year. Because November, that's when you want a big movie. On sale at Entertainment Earth. This week we have a lot of exciting items from Zoofy, Sonic Minecraft, Pokemon Tsum Tsum, and more on sale right now. Buy one, get one 40% off. You can get backpacks, figures, plushes, and so much more. Check our website to see over 100 qualifying items. New toys this week include the Hikari Spectrum Harley Quinn, which did not sell out as of earlier this morning, but all the other ones have sold out within a couple of days, so it'll probably be gone by the time you hear this, if you're not hearing it, like, right as they post it. We also put up new pre-orders for Batman Classic TV Series Pinmate wooden figures, Wave 1 case, and singles. The Star Trek Beyond Operations Insignia Magnetic Badge Replica is up from Quantum Mechanics. It's a little metal pin. We also have signs and command versions. And that's it for the week. We are adding all kinds of new stuff. September 30th is the big day for Rogue One, so be here early to order yours. Assuming we have any left in stock. And of course, if we don't, there will be pre-orders. From what I've seen so far, some of it's pretty nifty, so I'm looking forward to discussing those toys with you at length, which that will be the September 30th podcast. So if you have any requests, let us know. You can tweet us at EntEarth. You can check us out at entertainmentearth.com and sign up for our newsletter, our news feed. You can buy things. That's what we do. We're a shop, so that's good. And we'll have more toy stuff to talk about, hopefully soon. I think we got, off the top of my head, we got two pretty big exclusives to announce officially still, or post for sale. You might have heard about them, you might not. I'm not going to comment too much right now. And there should be a couple more that we're kicking around. Maybe we'll make those happen. We'll see. So anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.